I'm Marco Werman with The World. The novel Life of Pi changed Rajiv Surendra's life. He's an actor, born and raised in Toronto, and he first read Life of Pi years ago while working on the set of Mean Girls. He found he had a lot in common with Pi. Like the protagonist, Surendra was Tamil, lived near a zoo, and was fascinated with religion. What he didn't know is that the book by Jan Martel would also send him on a journey that would end with a huge disappointment. He chronicles that in his new book, Elephants in My Backyard. I asked Surendra what went through his mind when he first finished reading Life of Pi.
It was a beautifully written story, and I felt like it was a story that had been written about my life in a way. And then the following week, I found out that they were taking that book and turning it into a film. And I kind of lost it, because up until this point, the only parts I could try out for as a young Indian actor in Toronto were for terrorists or like math nerds. That's where we were at that point in the movie game. So I never imagined being able to audition for a starring role in a major Hollywood movie. I just thought that the opportunity would never present itself. And then here it was. And it almost seemed too good to be true. It almost seemed like this part was, there was no one else that was more suited for this part than I was.
Mm. And you wanted to be Pi in the movie. And this wasn't kind of totally out of left field. You had done some acting before. You were just talking about being on the set of Mean Girls. And just to remind our listeners who've seen Mean Girls, this is a bit where you are in the role of Kevin G. Here we go.
Yo, yo, yo. All you sucker MCs ain't got nothing on me. From my grades to my lines, you can't touch Kevin G. I'm a mathlete, so nerd is inferred. But forget what you heard. I'm like James Bond the Third. Shaking, not stirred. I'm Kevin DePaul. The G is silent when I sneak in your door. Make love to your woman on the bathroom floor. I don't play it like Shaggy. You'll know it was me. Because the next time you see her, she'll be like, Kevin G.
Thank you, Kevin. That's enough.
Yeah, speaking of math nerds, there you go. Kevin G's rap from Mean Girls.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us what happened to your dream to be Pi in the movie version of Life of Pi.
Well, they were supposed to go into production of Life of Pi, the movie, about 6 months after Mean Girls came out. And I thought, you know, I'm going to jump right in. I'm going to get this part. And I felt like I needed to do a bit of research. So I dropped out of college and flew to South India, to Pondicherry, where the book takes place. I spent a couple of months at the boys' school that Pi attends in the book. And then I came back to Toronto and found out that the movie had been put on hold, that M. Night Shyamalan didn't really know how to adapt this book to screen, and the studio was searching for a new director. This was a pattern that continued for 6 long years.
Wow.
And
you just held out, huh?
Well, I felt like I had jumped in, and I had invested so much already that there was no turning back.
Well, just for anybody who hasn't seen or knows the novel Life of Pi, a family is shipwrecked. The boy is the only survivor, lives this uneasy, very weird life with a tiger on a rowboat, and he survives. So you wanted to be that boy. When did you find out whether you had the part or not?
Well, at the end of 6 years, the book was now in the hands of the third director attached to the movie adaptation, Ang Lee, was set to direct the movie,
right.
And it seemed like it was going to happen. So I met his casting director here in New York. She really liked me. She was very moved by all of the work that I had done thus far to try to get the part, and she said, you know, it'll only be a matter of time before you're seeing me again in front of Aang. Mm. And so I waited a little longer, and then I got an email from Jan Martel saying that he was very sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but they cast a schoolboy in India as Pi, and apparently Ang Lee did not want an actor. He wanted the naivete and innocence of a real Indian schoolboy. So that dream was sort of crushed in an instant when I read those words in Yan's email.
What was your reaction to that news? I mean, how did you feel after 6 years?
I didn't know at the time what it was. I just remember not crying and not feeling anything, almost just feeling numb and closing my laptop. And taking the dog out for a walk is what happened that day. It took me about a year to process what had happened, and that's when I felt the pain of losing out on this part.
Another thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, Hollywood often turns to the same old faces from Central Casting. Were you kind of happy that Ang Lee went for this unknown boy from India?
Initially, no, because it wasn't me. But, you know, when I was doing research in India, I hung out with these 16-year-old Indian kids, and I thought to myself a few times, you know, they could just come here and hire one of these kids to play the part. And it, ironically, that's what ended up happening.
Rajiv, final question. Did you like Life of Pi?
I did. It was a story that had become very close to me. And as I said, it really warmed my heart to finally just see it on the screen.
Rajiv Surendra is the author of Elephants in My Backyard. Really great to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marco. Thanks for having me.